mechanics or focus or diet or training or leadership or anything like
that?
Yeah,
I was only down there for about 10 days, so it wasn't super in-depth. It was just really, I know I spoke on it last time, but it's really just kind of cleaning up some things from an efficiency standpoint. You know, nothing, no mass overhauls, nothing really major, but just cleaning up some little things, a lot of it having to do with footwork. And so I thought it was good.
Would you go back there, finish it off after minicamp?
I'm not sure yet. Right now, I'm really just focused on this, see what happens, see how this all transpires, and then kind of just play it by ear.
Was Jared there when you were there? I think Goff said he was coming as well.
He was there. I mean, everyone trains on at their own time, though. I mean, I know he was down in the area. I saw him and stuff, but we didn't train at the same time.
These past few weeks of phase two, and then obviously today, the first day of OTAs, how was it working with the receivers, and can you tell a difference yet in terms of the personnel?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, it's been great. The biggest thing that I'm excited about and that you can see every day is they're all competing. You know, they're all competing within the group, pushing each other, you know, helping each other out, which is great to see. And competition is just only going to make everyone better. So at the end of the day, it's good to see that competitiveness come out. And, you know, even the younger guys now, the rookies that are here helping us out. So it'll be, you know, it's been a fun process for sure.
You guys, Alshon and Torrey specifically, where are you in terms of your relationship on the field with them? And how far does that still have to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's a work in progress, no doubt about it. It's a work in progress with guys that I've been here with for a year now. You know, it's just an ongoing process. I mean, you're putting in new plays, new routes. Things are always changing. So it's a process. But, you know, I feel very comfortable with them at the same time. But, again, we're still just going to continually build that relationship.
Don't talk to them about how your leadership has improved in the
question.
How different do you feel now being in the huddle, knowing you're the number one, knowing you've had a year with these guys? And what difference does it make now for you?
Yeah, I mean, coming in this offseason, I realized it was a big offseason for really this offense, this whole team. You know, for me coming in last year, a little different story. You know, just trying to get my bearings straight. You know, barely knew where the locker room was. A lot of things going on. It was pretty wild. So now it's just really focusing on these guys and focusing on this playbook and how we can start building something special, you know. And it's come very kind of naturally, organically, as a quarterback here. I mean, being a leader kind of goes hand in hand. So I've been looking forward to that, and you know, I feel that's continuing to grow every day.
Did you ever feel like last year you wanted to be more assertive as a leader, but you're a rookie, you're kind of thrown into the starting job, and you had to like kind of wait your turn?
You know, I thought again that was all kind of just natural. Like things just kind of naturally happen. You know, yes, I was a rookie, but I don't think I was by any means quiet. You know, I wasn't just the guy that kind of rolled with the punches and went with it. I thought I was still doing my job and as a leader as well. But I think we can all, you know, the longer we're playing this game and the more experience we have, we can all just continually step up our leadership for sure.
Last year, Doug did it.
It's a good question. I think I just feel more comfortable with everything. I think knowing the playbook, having a better grasp on it is going to help me feel just more efficient with my footwork and more efficient with timing and everything. But from a standpoint of strength and conditioning and all that, I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. Go ahead. Say that again. Yeah. I mean, the rest for sure has helped, more than anything, just the mind. You know, getting the rest in the mind after that last off season, that was just a whirlwind. So, but no, I'm feeling very refreshed and feeling very good.
So, I mean, I take it then that, you know, Doug to talk to you about, he wanted you to take a break, and you did a good enough job resisting that temptation to, you know, look at film and when you really shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Continuity is something that hasn't been existent in this building, especially at your position. With you coming back and with guys like Matthews and Jordan Matthews and Zach Ertz, how important is it for you guys to be able to have that continuity and have a better year than last year?
For sure. I mean, that continuity and that chemistry is a huge part of this game. You know, knowing what guys are going to do, knowing what guys are going to do when things break down, you know, knowing kind of their body language, getting that relationship. So it's great to have those guys, you know, at the same time. But, I mean, this is also the NFL and things are always changing, so we're always the continuity is great, and we're going to continue to grow that, but we got to always just continue to grow it with the new guys, because every year new guys are going to step up and new guys are going to help out. So, but at the same time, it's great. It's great to have those guys back for sure.
The organization's pretty adamant about wanting to put pieces around you. Did you feel that was necessary, and do you feel like they've done a good job of that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think this offseason, the approach, I mean, I thought it's been great. You know, I think we've added definitely guys on both sides of the ball that can really help us, both through free agency, through the draft, through doing some things that, you know, I'll tell you one thing. I love the guys in that locker room, and I think we have a chance to do something special.
A few weeks ago, you had the offensive lineman over. What did you guys do, and what was the benefit of that?
Yeah, it was just good to get those guys out, hang out, and do some things. We went down the road and shot some shotguns and just really hung out, bonded. Some of the guys loved shooting guns and did it a lot. Some guys, it was very new. And then also then to just have cook up some steaks and eat and just enjoy time with each other.
Carson, you always emphasize throwing before running. But last year we saw you, as the season went on, being able to extend plays. Do you feel like as you get more comfortable in the offense and the NFL that it'll be something that you will do a little bit more of if the need be?
Are you talking more running or just kind of scrambling when things break down?
I would say it's scrambling.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is knowing, like you mentioned, as the year went on, I think you could see that I was more comfortable kind of escaping the pocket, kind of making plays, and that just comes with time. That comes with knowing when to really force it and push the ball down the field or whatever, and then knowing when it's time to go. You know, when it's time to go and make a play. And it's an ongoing learning process, you know, learning when to throw it away, learning when to take that chance. But I do think that's a big part of my game that as a whole entire offense we can get better at when things break down. There's a lot of big plays that are out there to be made.
Hey, Carson, outside of field reps, what are you doing with Alshon to make sure that you guys are on the same page for the start of the season?
Yeah, I think with Alshon, with Torrey, honestly with now LeGarrette, you know, just getting extra time, whether it's in the locker room, whether it's in the training room, whatever we're doing, I'm just kind of talk through some things, you know, especially, I mean, now that we finally got to go against the defense today, we can go watch the tape. We can watch the tape. We can come back. We can communicate. All right, this is what I was looking for from you. All right, this is what I was feeling. You know, just natural stuff that'll happen. So obviously on the field is a big part of it, but there's always that in the cafeteria, in the locker room, whatever it may be, that you're always just kind of trying to tweak and just make this thing better.
Everything we've heard about him, is he as advertised?
Well, first of all, today was the first day we finally got to go against the defense. So take that for what it's worth. But, you know, it's been great with him. You know, he plays on time. He knows what he's doing. His catch radius is impressive. You know, that's the first thing that jumps out at me. So I'm just looking forward to continuing to build that relationship.
How much time did you spend with Matt Collins before the draft? And is he someone you've gotten to know a bit recently?
Yeah, so Mac and I, you guys probably know, have the same agents. So when I was down there working out, I got a chance to talk to him. You know, spend a little time with him and get to know him a little bit. And he's a great dude. Great dude. And then when we drafted him, I texted him right away and, you know, welcomed him to the team. And, you know, he's looking good. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do to help us, hopefully sooner than later.
So you're planning the same kind of get-together, you know, right before training camp with all the receivers as many as you can?
Yeah. Yep. I think that's going to be it's going to be an annual thing every summer. Not sure where we're going to go yet and all that stuff, but I think that's a big part of the quarterback and wide receiver relationship. You know, even the tight ends and running backs, I think it's awesome. We can all get together and just kind of continue to build that chemistry on the field, but also, you know, hopefully do it somewhere that we can all just be together and spend some time and bond as well.
From outside of you, it's a completely new quarterback room. How have you worked with Nick and Matt?
Nick and Matt have been great. You know, Nick is obviously established in this league. He's started games. Matt has as well. So they both come in with experience and just the quarterback room again. It's a really healthy environment. It's a competitive environment, but it's very uplifting. And you know, there's just a lot of good ideas flowing back and forth. And it's been a great relationship with both those guys.
Last question: did you add any weight during the offseason?
I didn't. I'm about exactly where I was last year. Yep. Just under 240, yeah, 235, 240 consistently.
Not really.
No, I maintain pretty good, and I'm pretty much sitting right there as well.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.